T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As everyone here knows, there is obviously a strong indication, and I use strong in capital S here because I just returned from, I was in Albany 2 weeks ago, and then I was in New York City yesterday at a meeting with some of the governor's people, and the negotiations on the marijuana legalization are taking pace at a fast and furious pace. The bill as it stands right now, from my understanding, is 192 pages long. So obviously there are a lot of moving parts to this bill. There are a lot of issues that have to be worked out, but it seems apparent that the legalization of adult use marijuana is going to occur either by the budget of April 1st or before the session ends in June. Again, do I definitively know that? No, but I have every indication that it is going to be done. And so based upon that, and based upon the fact that the mayor last Friday announced that he was has instructed the Buffalo Police Department to no longer make any low-level marijuana possession offenses, I felt that in the interest of justice, it'd be fair to start off here with handling the outstanding bench warrants that are out there here in the city of Buffalo regarding, again, as you saw here, only low-level misdemeanor and below possession-only offenses. So there are a number of things that are going to have to be dealt with once this law gets passed. You have, one, the old outstanding bench warrants. Two, you're going to have old convictions for individuals who were convicted previously of marijuana. Three, you're going to have pending cases. So those three areas are going to have to be addressed when this legislation gets passed. I've just resolved one of those three right now. So all the old bench warrants have now been lifted. And so when this law does pass, I will only have to deal with prior convictions and pending cases. And based upon my conversations with the folks in Albany, it's my understanding that this is going to be addressed somehow in the legislation. I haven't seen that language yet. I don't know exactly what it's going to say, but there is apparently a movement to be some guidance toward that. So I'll have to wait until I get that guidance. So I really can't do anything with that now at all. I'll have to wait until I get that guidance, and then I will act accordingly. But what I can do right now is eliminate all these old bench warrants, which I have done. And, you know, as you all know, I have not come out for or against this legislation. That is not my role. My role is to enforce the law and to ensure that justice is done. You know, as of right now, marijuana is still on the books. It's still a crime. The Buffalo Police Department has decided that they're not going to, you know, arrest them. That's fine. They have the authority to do that. However, the law is still on the books, and so if it is presented to me, I'm still going to prosecute them. I mean, again, I'm not going to pick and choose what cases I'm not going to prosecute. I do have the ability, though, under prosecutorial discretion, to handle certain cases on a case-by-case basis. And that is why I'm addressing these 35 cases right here. I am using my prosecutorial discretion to handle old bench warrants, to remove the cloud that are over these individuals' heads right now. One of the reasons for the legalization of marijuana, again, there's pros and cons, but one of the one of the pros to legalization of marijuana is that there is a social justice component to it. The evidence is clear, and the numbers are there. You can't hide the facts that there is a disproportionate number of minorities who are arrested for low-level marijuana offenses, when the facts show that both whites and non-whites use marijuana equally. So there's a problem there. And I can tell you that of the 35 that I just dismissed, 28 were minorities and 7 were whites. So that right there just goes to show you that the numbers are skewed, because again, the facts show that Caucasians and non-Caucasians smoke marijuana and use marijuana at an equal rate. But you have 28 out of 35 of the dockets that I just dismissed right here that disproportionately affect African Americans.
John, you said CityCorp.
CityCorp.
What about the same situation for somebody in Amherst or Orchard Park?
That's my next move. So my next move is, and this is going to take a little longer because I've got to go now to every town and village court in Erie County and get the list of outstanding bench warrants. So I'm doing that right now. I'm in the process of collecting the list from every single town and village court here in Erie County. And then once I get the list from each individual court, I'm not going to do it myself. I'm not going to travel to 37 courts, but I'll have my assistant DA that's assigned to that court do what I just did right here. So I anticipate that'll be happening within the next month or so.
Today, the judge agreed and granted you your motion. What if there's a judge in the future that says no?
Then I lose. Then nothing I can do about that. I'll march on, and the warrants will still be in place. The warrants will still be outstanding, and then we'll proceed accordingly until the legislation gets passed. And then again, based upon my understanding, old bench warrants and old convictions, there's going to be some mechanism written in the law on how we're all going to deal with that. I mean, me, the courts, everybody. So we'll have to wait until that's written to go forward and actually adjudicate those cases. If in fact there is a judge who denies my motion.
As far as you know, are you the first district attorney in the county to do something like this?
I'm not sure I'm the first in the state. I believe that the DA in Brooklyn, Mr. Gonzalez, has taken action of a similar nature here. I believe I'm the only one upstate to do this, but I believe that the DA of Brooklyn has taken some similar measures. What exactly he did, I'm not sure.
Yes.
Yes.
So now they've been dismissed.
Yes.
What do you think how will this change their lives in terms of maybe applying for housing or a job? Or
absolutely. The cloud that is hanging over your head when you have either an arrest conviction or either just an arrest and a warrant on you is that you can't apply for some jobs. You can't sign up to go in the military, which, as you know, is near and dear to me, all right? So you can't go in the military, you can't apply for some jobs, you have a difficult time getting financial aid if you want to go back to college and get student loans. There are a number of barriers to individuals that have either convictions or arrest or warrants hanging over their heads. And so for these individuals right here, that cloud has now been lifted, so they can apply for jobs, they can go back to school and get student loans and get financial aid and become productive taxpayers of society. I'm not saying that people who smoke marijuana are not productive taxpayers, okay? I'm just saying that these individuals now, if they had that barrier against them, has now had that barrier lifted.
Correct.
They
went on their own and decided that they are not going to enforce.
Correct. Correct.
How do you feel about that as the
officer? Sir, I respect the chain of command, okay? As a 28-year military retiree, I respect the chain of command, and the chain of command is that the mayor is in charge of the Buffalo Police Department. Like I said, I personally don't believe that as the DA, that I should be not prosecuting charges that are on the books. That is not my role, okay? As I've said many times, I am not a policy maker. I'm a prosecutor. The governor, the legislators in Albany, the mayor, the city council, the county executive, the county legislature, they are all policy makers, all right? They write the laws of the state, they write the laws of the county, they write the laws of the city. That is what they get paid for, and that is their job. That is not my job. I don't write any laws. I don't propose any legislation. I don't weigh in on big picture policy issues. Do I weigh in on individual charges? Yes, I weighed in on the Child Victim Act, okay? The Child Victim Act applies to specific penal law charges of sexual offense, okay? So I weigh in on individual penal law charges, but I do not weigh in on big picture charges. I don't weigh in on the legalization of marijuana. I don't weigh in on the SAFE Act. I don't weigh in on other big picture social issues that are permeated down through the penal laws. That is not my role. I do not want the public to ever think that my personal views are going to spill over into my job as a prosecutor. That's not going to happen, okay? If the law's on the books, I'm going to follow it. And so I personally am going to prosecute marijuana offenses that are brought before me because the law is still on the books. These 35 were special. They were individual cases that were older. Some were 10 years old. Some, you know, they range from 2008 to 2018, okay? So we're going back 10, 11 years here for some of these cases right here. So these are a unique list of cases that I use my authority under the title of prosecutorial discretion on specific cases. I'm not going to use my authority as DA on blanket every case, but the mayor can. I mean, mayor
he can just decide he's not going to follow the law.
He can. He's in charge of the police department. So the police department, the sheriff could do the same thing. The sheriff, if he wants, could tell his deputies, you know what, don't charge that crime. Again, I don't, you know, I'm not going to do that. I don't buy into that. But again, I respect the chain of command, and the mayor's in charge of the police department, and the mayor can do that.
Do you view that as a slippery slope? You don't charge?
That's why I personally wouldn't do that, okay? I think that I would be getting into an extremely slippery slope here if I all of a sudden said, you know what, I'm just not going to prosecute petty larceny cases. Because, you know what, I think petty larceny is, you know, should be handled between the Walmart and the defendant. And the two of them should work it out, you know, and work out some kind of arrangement and leave it to them to handle. And I'm too busy for that. The court shouldn't be burdened with petty larceny. So you know what? I'm not going to prosecute any more petty larceny cases at all. If you start doing that as a DA, you are going down a big slippery slope. Because what's next? So you're not going to see that from me ever. I think it was one from out of state. I don't have their homes right here in front of me here. Yes, sir. Yeah, prepared to say. And I can tell you, I went through their files there. I mean, I just looking through their mugshots, you know. And like I said, 28 of the 35 are minorities.
Now, the mayor wants the police not to pursue these low-level cases.
Yes.
Correct.
Does
it still
Obviously, this makes it easier for me to do from an optic standpoint because the Buffalo police have taken that step. I grant you that. Obviously, it's going to be a different narrative when I go to wherever, Tonawanda, okay? But I say to myself, you know what? You know, I'm the DA for all of Erie County, not just Buffalo. And so is it fair to an individual in Tonawanda who has a bench warrant to have that still out there when someone, you know, just across the line in Kenmore Avenue, I mean, you know, you're at Sinatra's here, you walk across the street, you're in Buffalo, okay? I mean, so is it fair to have someone walk across the street and have a bench warrant against them? No. So that scenario perfectly quantifies what the judge and I was talking about here was the interest of justice. So in the interest of justice, it's only right that I go to every suburb as well. No, like the judge said, it'll take a couple weeks to get, you know, into the computer system, but as soon as that process takes place, they're gone. So it's equivalent, whether it was 10 years ago or 2 weeks ago, they're both gone.
Did the individuals get notified?
What's that?
Did the individuals get notified of this decision?
I'll have to find out. I don't know. Maybe the court writes my letter. I don't know. I'll find out. Well, they don't have any that are attached to this charge right here. They may have a separate file on something else, okay? But I specifically only granted these where this docket, okay, the docket she read only has marijuana. There's nothing else. But they may have on a separate incident other charges. They may. Yeah. Yeah.
People say we're not so close to that.
Yeah.
There's like 300 pages of a proposal that we've got to discuss.
Correct. I don't have an answer to that. I asked yesterday, and I didn't get a straight answer. Which is fine, because they like I said, they got hundreds of pages of documents they're going through here. Every time they come across an issue, they, you know, you open one can and then another can opens up here. So there's a lot of issues here. There's a lot of concern about the driving aspect. I mean, that was my main concern was, you know, we got to make sure that the roads are safe. So we got to do something to, you know, we got to have mechanism in here to make sure that the driving aspect is addressed. We got to make sure that, you know, again, I'm also concerned with unfunded mandates. Again, I mean, I'm as concerned about that as a taxpayer, quite frankly. I mean, it doesn't really affect me per se, but I know how these things work when Albany passes a law and it now trickles down to the counties and cities and villages, you're gonna have unfunded mandates. You're gonna have a situation here where, you know, in order to recognize whether someone is driving while they are impaired under drugs, you got to have special trained officers who are called drug recognition experts. And these DREs are going to be needed now across the county. Tonawanda needs them, Cheektowaga needs them, the sheriff needs them, BPD needs them. And so you need money to send these officers for training. Is there going to be money available for Tonawanda, Amherst, Cheektowaga, to send their officers for training? So those are the things that need to be thought about now, because you pass the bill and you don't put money in the budget for that. Well, yeah, once it's done, you're never going to have the money come for at a later time. I mean, you know, unless they really complain about it hard. So you want the money in there now. And so every mayor and every village and town supervisor can thank me for doing that for them. Yes, sir.
Just to answer your question on that, all of them are represented by the PD's office.
Okay.
So if you notify the PD's office of the dismissal list,
yeah, sir. Okay. All right. So the answer to your question is, as far as notification. Everyone, all 35 of these individuals were represented by the public defender's office. So we will notify the public defender, and the public defender can then notify their clients. So the clients will know.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.